the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing. It's an awesome task, an awesome ability, an awesome opportunity to magnify the God of our salvation, to allow praises to go up so that the blesser, the worshiper, the great and mighty God that we serve can come back down and send down blessings to us. God, make room. God, help us to make room with our praises. Help us to make room for you, God, with our worship. Help us to make room for you, God, this day, that you may come to more and have your way in our lives throughout this day, even in this very moment, even in this very minute, God, this very second, God, we want your glory to be revealed in our lives. Your name is above every single name. that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And your name is still even greater, oh God, because the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety, we can find assurance, we can find healing, we can find deliverance, we can find hope, we can find joy, we can find peace, we can find all that we need right in the midst of your name. We call on your name, oh great God, this morning. There is none like you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways, and your name is worthy, God, worthy of the glory. God, your name is worthy. It's worthy of the honor, oh God. Your name, God, you're worthy, oh God. You're worthy of the praise, and so we bless you with the fruit of our lips this morning. Oh, God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, you're worthy, God, worthy to be praised. You're worthy, oh, God. You're worthy to be adored. And we just stop by here this morning to let you know that we love you and that we glorify you. God, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, God, again, God, you're worthy, God, worthy of the glory. And as the sun rises this morning, Lord, we thought it not robbery to stop by to have a conversation, to have some fellowship with you. Lord, this is not the first time I've spoken with you this morning, but I'm grateful, Lord, that you've allowed me to assemble myself together with other like-minded believers in corporate prayer and corporate worship. And as we have prayed this week, Lord, our new formulas that we pray for the country, and then, Lord, we pray for the family, and then we pray for ourselves individually, Lord. And we thank you for an opportunity to lay ourselves before your throne of grace, before your altar, God, where you can come the more and have your way. Lord, I lay us down at the altar right now in the name of Jesus, and I understand that the altar is a bloody place, God, and we understand that the altar of the place of death where things were put to death. But Lord, when things were put to death, it's so that we can live. Because of our sin, blood must be shed. But when the covering of blood came, Lord, we were forgiven of our sins and we were washed, oh God. And so, Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, Lord, I pray that you would put your hook into me right now and drive it out and pull it out of me now in the name of Jesus. Break down strongholds, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Tear down carnality, oh God, carnal thoughts and carnal minds and carnal ways and carnal actions, Lord. Create in me and your people a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we want our worship and we want our praise and we want our adoration for you to come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. We want our praises to be pleasing to you. Lord, we don't want you to shun us. We don't want you to turn your back on us, but Lord, as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, we desire, God, that you would come in and that you would rest in the midst of our praise, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God, because we know that when you come in, God, there is fullness of joy. God, we thank you, God, today. We know that when you come in, God, we receive everything that we need because you're not an unkind guest. But Lord, you said if any man would just open up the door and let me in. Here, I'm standing at the door and not just let me in, and I'm going to come and sup with you. I'll come in and abide with you, and I'll come in and rest with you. And so, God, we want to make room for you to come and rest in us today. We lay aside weight. We lay aside sin. We lay aside those things that easily beset us, Lord, because we desire to commune with you. Communion. Sweet communion. God, to celebrate with you. Oh, God, to sit and rest with you. God, that's what we long to do, is to be in communion with you. Because when we are in fellowship with you, Lord, that means that we are connected to the source of our strength. We are connected to the vine. And when we are connected to the vine, Lord, there's no nutrient that we will miss. God, there's no strength or replenishment that we'll miss, but we will receive and we will capture and we will gather and garner everything that you have for us today. David said, I won't lean unto my own understanding. And in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you because I need you to direct my pathways. Order our footsteps, Lord, today, as we worship and as we praise you. Oh, God, put a praise on our lips before you order our footsteps, because we don't want to wait till the battle's over. We're shouting now. We're giving you glory now. We're praising you in advance, Lord, for what you're going to do for us on this day. I'm so grateful, God, that I woke up this morning with my mind on you. And I'm so grateful, Lord, that I had an opportunity that even as I was on my way to work, that I was able to be an encourager of a young man, that I was able to be an encourager of a young lady, God. And I want to say thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You gave me an opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. You gave me an opportunity to be a light unto someone else, Lord. And that's just the beginning of what you have in store for me and your people on this day, Lord. Someone needs to know that you still save, God. So help me to be salty and help me to be a light, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that I may empower believers and that I may change lives on this day, on my job, while I'm walking on the street, or on my way, or God, slugging back home or driving back home, wherever it is that I might be, at school, wherever our journey takes us today. Help us to be agents of change, God, because you have been so good. We have a testimony just because you have been so good. Lord, we have a testimony that I've been redeemed, that I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that I've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, I have a testimony because you've been better to me than I've been to myself. And you keep on blessing me over and over again. And so with a heart filled with praise and gratitude and a mouth filled with praise, I bless you, Lord, today. I magnify your name today. I glorify you today. And I thank you for another opportunity to bask in your presence and to bask in your glory. Let your glory be revealed in the lives of your people today. We can't make it without you. We can't live without you. God, we thank you, God, that you are the same God from everlasting to from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. And we're so grateful, God, that you were made to be the same. And because I woke up yesterday with the same mindset to pray, and you gave me the audacity to get online again to pray in spite of my body being weary, Lord, going to work and then having church every night this week has been wearisome. It's been tiresome. But, Lord, you are my strength. And as long as I wait upon you, your word says that my strength shall be renewed. So as we tarry before you this morning, renew our strength even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Replenish us, God. Breathe life into us, God. Send the four winds from wherever, God, from the four corners of the world. Oh, God, and breathe the breath of life into every single one of your people. I speak healing over our lives now in the name of Jesus. I speak breakthrough, God, over our lives in the name of Jesus, wherever it may be needed at. God, some may need healing in the mind. Someone may need healing in their physical bodies. Someone may need their hearts to be healed. Whatever it is, God, do it for your glory, God. Breakthrough, God. We need breakthrough, God. Some need breakthrough in their finances. Some need breakthrough on their jobs. Some need breakthrough in their schooling, God. Wherever it is that we need breakthrough, oh, God, we ask that you would breakthrough, and we bless you in advance, God. We don't wait till we see the manifestation of the healing. Lord, we bless you and we walk by faith, God, that we know that you can and that we know that you will do it for your glory and for your honor. So we thank you, God, for your great and many blessings that you have in store for us on this day. Eye has not seen it yet. Ear has not heard it yet. Lord, I can't even imagine what good things you have in store. But I'm so grateful that I qualify because I fear you and I love you and you alone are my God. Thank you, God, for being so awesome. The song said, age to age you stand and time is in your hand, the beginning and the end. You're the Godhead that's three in one, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, God. God, the Lion and the Lamb, we thank you for being who you are and we praise you just because you alone are our God. Now order our footsteps for today. Use us and lead us and guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing over hearts even now. Lord, I see here and there that there are still some grudges that my flesh tries to hold on to and that my flesh tries to rise up in me. And, Lord, so since I'm dealing with that, Lord, I know that others are dealing with that as well. Lord, I pray that you would help us to forgive all of those that have trespassed against us so that we will be receivers of your forgiveness as well. Lord, I pray that you would heal every church hurt. Lord, I pray that you would heal every church wound. Lord, I pray that you would heal every ism, every schism, every division right now, God, in the body of Christ, Lord, because we are better together, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us, look not every man on his own things, but look every man also on the things of others. Help me not to just see my side, but, Lord, help me to see the whole story, and then help me to understand that you came so that I might be forgiven of my trespasses, that I might be forgiven of my sins, Lord. And I'm grateful, God, that you've given me the perfect example of compassion and of love. Heal us, Lord, today of all manner of sickness and disease and hurts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm so grateful, Lord, that those things are not weighing me down, but, Lord, there are some that carry these burdens with them on a day-to-day basis. Lord, someone has hurt them. Someone has said something bad to them. Someone has talked behind their back. Whatever the hurt may have been or whatever the cause may be, I speak healing this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch them, heal us, recover us, breathe life into us, Lord, that we may worship you freely, that we may worship you without reservation, and that our praise may not be a stench in your nostrils. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise among us. Let the glory of our King, let it rise among us. Hallelujah. Let the praises of our God, let it rise among us today, that, God, your glory may be revealed in our lives and that you will get the glory out of our lives. I'm grateful that I know who my Redeemer is, and I'm grateful that you alone are my God. So, God, come tomorrow and have your way. You get the glory out of my life. And, Lord, if you do this, Lord, I'll be careful to give it all over to you. God, I'm going to bless you in advance. But, Lord, even as I end this call, Lord, I'm going to walk down the street and I'm going to sing songs of praise and worship, Lord, because I love to praise you, and there is no one that's like you. And so, Lord, we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify you this day. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that we have the ability and authority to pray. And so we declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.